This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. AP journalists have seen more evidence of killings and torture in Bucha, a suburb of Ukraine's capital, as investigations get underway. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on what they've witnessed.
Dozens of bodies are scattered around Bucha, six charred and piled together out in the open near an empty playground. It's unclear who they were or under what circumstances they were killed. But one had a gunshot to the head, another smaller than the others, likely a child, according to the head of police for the Kyiv region.
It's horrible.
Interior Minister Denis Monastyrskyi.
You see, it's just six bodies here and that house. You can see maybe three, and that house, it's maybe one body. It's shot. They was shot and burned after it.
The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court at The Hague opened an investigation a month ago into possible war crimes in Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States and its European allies will impose stiff new sanctions Wednesday, including a ban on new investments in Russia in retaliation for Russia's war crimes in Ukraine, according to the White House. The joint action also includes toughened sanctions on Russia's financial institutions and government-owned enterprises, and more sanctions on Russian government officials and their family members. Hungary's President Viktor Orban says he spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin to urge an immediate ceasefire. Russian President Putin discussed expanding Moscow's economic cooperation in Belgrade, including in the energy sector, with his Serbian counterpart Aleksandar Vučić, this according to the Kremlin on Wednesday. This is VOA News. A military court in Burkina Faso Wednesday handed down a life term to former President Blaise Compaoré over the 1987 assassination of revolutionary leader Thomas Sankara. Applause erupted in the courtroom as the long-awaited verdict was read out, bringing the curtain down on a case that has afflicted the impoverished and volatile state for 34 years. An international rights group says Mali's army and foreign soldiers suspected to be Russian recently killed an estimated 300 men, some of them suspected Islamic extremist fighters, but most civilians, in Moura in central Mali. Human Rights Watch says it is the worst single atrocity reported in Mali's 10-year armed conflict against Islamic extremists. The group said it interviewed 27 witnesses and other experts about the killings. Moura has been at the center of the conflict with extremist rebels since 2015 and has seen widespread violence, abuses by all sides, and the displacement of large numbers of civilians. U.S. Republicans have blocked a Democratic attempt to begin Senate debate on a $10 billion COVID-19 compromise. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A day after Democratic and GOP bargainers reached agreement on providing the money for treatments, vaccine, and testing, a Democratic move to push the measure past a procedural hurdle failed 52-47. All 50 Republicans opposed the move, leaving Democrats 13 votes short of the 60 they needed to prevail. Republicans say they will only support the measure if Democrats agree to votes on an amendment preventing President Joe Biden from lifting Trump-era curbs on migrants entering the U.S. Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer want Congress to approve the pandemic bill before lawmakers leave in days for a two-week recess. Norman Hall, Washington.
The COVID-19 outbreak in China's largest city of Shanghai remains extremely grim. Amid an ongoing lockdown confining around 26 million people to their homes, a city official said Tuesday. The director of Shanghai's Working Group on Epidemic Control was quoted by state media as saying that the outbreak in the city was, quote, still running at a high level, end quote. After a public uproar, Shanghai will allow parents to stay with their children who have COVID-19 as China's largest city sees another jump in cases. An inspector at the city's top health commission told local media Wednesday that parents who, quote, fully comprehend the health risks, end quote, and sign an agreement will be permitted to accompany their children in monitoring facilities. And recapping our top story, AP journalists have seen more evidence of killings and torture in Bucha, which is a suburb of Ukraine's capital, as investigations get underway. Via remote.